Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I'm so happy to be with you guys on this awesome day. I want to share with you a topic that I think is so vital and so crucial and so necessary at this hour. And I want to talk to you about longevity. And that word, I think we need to understand it because the race that we are running is not a short distance race. It is a long distance marathon race. It's not how you start a thing, it's how you finish it. So in a day and age where people quit halfway, where people start things and then they don't finish them, where people start diets, they have all kinds of resolutions at the beginning of the year. We are in the middle of the year. And so it's crucial for us to finish what we start. When it comes to Christianity, we have to finish this race and we've got to finish strong. This is not a short distance. It is a long distance race. So Paul tells us that. And I'm going to read to you a couple of scriptures, but I want to talk to you about longevity. Longevity. Say that word, longevity. That's really a key word. That means long existence. In other words, you're going to exist for a very long time. You're going to finish this race. And whatever you started, you have to finish it. If you got saved, born again, you know you can't quit. You've got to keep running the race. So I'm going to teach you and give you some few pointers on how to start and finish strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 11. And the word of the Lord says, but now finish doing it also, so that just as there was the readiness to desire it, so there may be also the completion of it by your ability. So 2 Corinthians 8, 11 is telling me that you should have the desire to finish it and complete whatever it is that you started. So if you started a walk with God, you've got to finish it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Philippians, Ecclesiastes 7, 8, probably one of my favorite. And it says, the end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit. It says, the end is better than the beginning. We all start out good, but it's how you're ending. So in this middle of the year, how are you ending the year? Are you just as strong in your walk with God as you were when you first started? Perhaps you started a diet or healthy eating or exercise. Are you finishing it? Whatever it is that you started, how is the longevity of that? Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. There's so many scriptures. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 14. It says, so Solomon built the house and finished it. We are called to finish the race. As a matter of fact, one of the scriptures in Luke chapter 14, verse 30, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish it. We're not called to start something and then not finish it. So I can go through scripture after scripture after scripture where God talks to us about ending the race well. In a day and age where people are just falling like, they're just falling like flies. I mean, people are falling left and right and they don't finish the race. They're not finishing strong. And we're called to do that. For whatever reason, offense got in. Paul said it to Galatians, you were running a good race. Who cut in front of you? And so I say to you, are you running your race? Are you having the same stamina? Do you have the endurance to finish? So it's not how we start a thing, but it's how we finish it. And so many people quit. So many people give up. So many people start to slow down. So many people start to slumber, or they get contained, or they stagnate in their walk with God. Some people fall asleep in their walk with God. Some people quit too soon. Do you know how terrible it is for you to quit too soon? Do you know how some of you that are listening to me and watching me, you're so close to your victory? And it's so dangerous for you to quit too soon. So I believe that in the hour that we're living in, I even just traveling, I feel like there's such a great awakening. The Lord spoke to me through the season in my life. And God began to tell me how there is a great awakening happening all across the earth. There's such a great awakening. God is waking up his people from the slumber. He's waking his people up. This is the hour of the great awakening. Why? Because he wants you to finish strong. And so we have to have a good ending. You know, the Bible says that our ending is good. The book of Revelation speaks about our ending. And so our ending is supposed to be strong, and we're supposed to finish that finish line. I ran a marathon. No, it wasn't a marathon. It was a 5K. And I remember I didn't know where the finish line was. And as I was running, there was all kinds of curves, and, you know, we had to go through under a parking lot, and I didn't know, I couldn't pace myself. I ran full speed the whole 5K because I didn't know where the finish line was, you know, so I ran in full speed. And finally, when I turned the corner, and I was like side by side by this girl, and I really wanted one of the trophies. And I remember when I turned the corner and I saw the finish line, and man, it was like I got my second wind, and I took off so strong because I wanted to end well. And I pictured our race with God that way. You know, we want to be able to hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so we were faithful with little, and so he will make us rulers of much. We want to end well. We don't want to, you know, start out strong. And there's so many people, I can't tell you, that come through, you know, our life and through our lives, and they start so strong, but then they end up so weak. Or they slumber, or, you know, they're up and down. We're not called to be up and down. We're called to be steady. So we can't lose our passion. We can't lose our love for God, or even our faith level has to just be stronger. That's why God says we go from glory to glory, from victory to victory. And so this requires a lot of stamina for you to end well. Somebody might say, "Well, Apostle, how do you end strong? How do you keep that stamina? How do you persevere even through life's difficulties, even through life's storms? You know, how can I keep that endurance up, you know, when I feel tired, when I feel discouraged, when I don't want to serve God, or something happened, or something cut in front of you, or this temptation came over you? You know, how do I end well?" So I'm going to give you some pointers, because it requires a lot of stamina. It requires perseverance. The Bible speaks of perseverance, and perseverance has everything to do with you being persistent at something. And so despite difficulty, despite circumstances, you just have this tenacity. You have a determination that you're going to end well. And so you have to make a decision, and that you're going to have the endurance to finish and finish well. So God wants you to finish well. And so he gives you the grace to endure it. So we've got to cultivate this. I believe that we are in the hour of revival. I really do. I feel like our church is waking up to that. We're entering into incredible times of revival. Our services feel it, you know, but I don't want revival. You know, I've been in places where revival was there. You know, they'll say, "Oh, you know, there were wells of revival here." Well, I don't want to just start revival and then it end. I believe that we have to start revival and then it continue until Jesus comes for us. But there is a strategic plan that we can prepare so that we can always stay in a state of endurance, in a state of persistence. So I'm going to give you some few keys. You've got to be intentional, number one. You've got to be intentional about resting. You've got to rest your mind, and you've got to rest your body. You know, you can't walk this walk and run this race always at 1,000 miles per hour without resting. I've had a hard time resting. I am a goal setter. I am very visionary. I set goals, and then I'm just like one of those that, you know, run all the time. I can see the goal line. I can see where I'm going, and I just want to go and attain it. And so I had a really hard time with this, and the Lord started to deal with me about it. But it's important to rest. And so I have learned how to rest, because we need our stamina. We need to be, you know, have that endurance and that perseverance for the next. And so it's important for you to be rested in your mind. And that requires faith, and rested in your body. And so whatever that means for you, some people have been in a state of rest for too long and it's time to run. But some people maybe need to rest. So also, you've got to, something that the Lord dealt with me in this last season is we have to be people that prioritize. And our families and our relationships are really key and really important. So taking that time and really building on that relationship. Another thing that you have to do is just, you know, build a close team in front of you. Really, even if it hurts, you have to be honest in your relationships. I like to be honest with people. I'm very honest, only because I think that love always tells the truth in love. And so I think gathering around people that are going to tell you the truth is really going to keep you at, you know, keeping this long distance run, and then really listening to them, not just going, "Oh, I don't want to hear it," but really be intentional about your relationship, spending time with people who can tell you the truth and that you could just take it in and really receive that. Really prioritize your life. That's really key. To have devotional time. The key to stamina and endurance and perseverance is your walk with God. And so he always gives me the strength to overcome anything. So the relationship with, that you have with God is really key. Cultivate an excellent spirit. That's another key point. Be excellent. Excel in everything. Be excellent in every area of your life. That will keep you full of endurance. That will keep you full of perseverance. Excellence is not a gift of the spirit. It's a result of being committed. That is excellence. Excellence comes because you are committed, because you are diligent. And so excellence comes from that. You have to learn and live and walk by faith. Get my preachings, download them on YouTube. Did a series on faith, these last two. It will really rock your world. You've got to live by faith. If you're going to have perseverance and finish this race, you cannot let the devil take your faith. The other point that I want to make is that you got to focus on your character development. This is going to require for you to end well and have longevity and have that stamina, have endurance, have perseverance, and finish well. You're going to have to focus on character development. We all need character development. I don't care how gifted you are. I want to see your character. Character is who you are when nobody is watching. You know, we can have all these gifts. We can pursue power, but we all need character development. So make sure that you are always becoming better and in any realm of your character. And so doing things that are intentional, and that will always give you longevity. I've seen a lot of people that have great giftings, great preachers that have great giftings, but they have no character. Listen, that's not going to sustain. Character will keep you on the top. Another thing is run with people who are burning with Jesus, and they're burning for Jesus. Surround yourself with people who are positive, full of faith, that will encourage you. Surround yourself with that kind of people. Do not surround yourself with negative people, critical people that are always talking bad about everybody. Listen, you're not going to endure. They're going to contaminate. Matter of fact, the Bible says bad company corrupts good character. You could have good character, but if you're hanging around people that are criticizing other pastors, criticizing other churches, if they're criticizing other people in front of you, they're going to criticize you. Get around positive people. Get around people and run with people that are burning for Jesus, that are passionate for Jesus. Surround yourself because passion is very contagious. Keep growing. That's another point. Keep growing. Do not stagnate. You find yourself not growing, push yourself to grow in an area. Learn to take some downtime. Be accountable to somebody. That's always going to, you know, help you stay the course. Also be accountable, but also live a lifestyle of transparency. There's so many people that are not transparent. You pretend to be one place or one person. You put on an image. Listen, if you want to run this race and finish well, you've got to be transparent. You've got to be very transparent without fear of what other people are going to say about you. So make sure that you are very transparent. Another thing, and lastly, is that to have longevity, I think that you have to listen to people who are full of wisdom. My husband's somebody who's very, very wise. You have to be very teachable, learn to, you know, gain and attain wisdom, and you'll see how God will always keep you and keep you strong in your walk with God. So I want to pray for you. I want to tell you, 2 Timothy, I'll end it with this, 4:7. He said it again. I'm going to say it again. I read it at the beginning. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course, and I have kept the faith. That's what Paul said. I want to be able to hear the words of my Father say, well done, good and faithful servant, that I attained every promise of God and that I ran this race, my best race. I gave him my best race. Listen, we have one life and one life to live. Give him your best race. I want to pray for you. I declare that the grace of God is over you, that the grace of God will give you the ability, the power to be able to finish what you have started. If you have stopped, if you have stagnated, if you have become asleep, slumbered, if you have quit, I want to encourage you, get yourself back up. If something cut off in front of you, dust yourself off. Fight the fight of faith, guys. Come on, get yourself back up and finish what you started and end strong. I declare the grace of God and I release that over you. And I pray in Jesus' name that you are going to hear the words of your Father. Well done, good and faithful servant. Blessings until next time. And please, I want to remind you, thank you so much for tuning in. We are having a women's conference. You cannot miss it. It's going to be in September. And the dates for that is the 6th and the 7th of September. We're going to have Dr. Leaf with us. It's going to be amazing. God is going to do incredible things. I will be ministering. We are already praying for that. I want you to sign up if you're a female. Invite your mother, your grandmother, invite your daughters, invite all those women. I believe that these are the times of refreshing. These are times of revival, times of great awakening. These are the best times. And so I want to encourage you Thank you so much. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Love you guys so much, and I pray that the grace of God will be with you wherever you go. Until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.